13L. You are going to hear the story of Cleopatra twice. During the first listening, decide whether the following statements are true or false. During the second listening, take notes on the following key points. Compare your notes with other group members.
A dangerous family. As the last pharaoh and queen of ancient Egypt, Cleopatra is one of the most famous female rulers in history.
So, yeah, Newton certainly had an unusual family life. But another famous person whose family life was really strange and often really dangerous was Cleopatra of Egypt. Her family ruled Egypt for more than 100 years before she was born in 69 BC. She had 5 siblings, 3 sisters and 2 younger brothers. The court was a dangerous place as family members all competed for positions of power. Once, when the pharaoh was away on business in Rome, Cleopatra's elder sister Berenice seized the throne for herself. Her rule didn't last long, however. When her father returned from Rome, he was understandably annoyed. But while a modern father might discipline his daughter, the pharaoh arranged for Berenice to be murdered. When the pharaoh himself finally died, the 18-year-old Cleopatra was next in line for the throne. According to Egyptian law and tradition, however, Cleopatra couldn't rule alone. She had to have a male co-ruler, and not just any male would do. It had to be either a brother or a son, regardless of their age. So Cleopatra married her 10-year-old brother, Ptolemy XIII. This sounds quite shocking, of course, but it was common among ancient Egyptian royalty to marry family members. It was a way of continuing the royal bloodline, and Cleopatra's marriage to her brother was no exception. They ruled together for about 3 years, but, as you can imagine, sibling rivalry soon caused their relationship to fall apart, and Ptolemy exiled his sister wife to Syria. There she lost no time in assembling an army and returned to Egypt to fight for her throne. As it turned out, in one of those strange twists of fate, the Roman general Julius Caesar arrived in Egypt at around the same time. He and Cleopatra soon became lovers, and rather like in a modern soap opera, Cleopatra's brother-husband Ptolemy XIII had a fight with her lover Julius, during which Ptolemy apparently drowned. 9 months after meeting Caesar, she gave birth to his child, a baby boy. But since Caesar was already married, he didn't want to acknowledge the child officially, and he returned to Rome, where, as you may know, he was assassinated. Meanwhile, back in Egypt, Cleopatra then ruled with her second brother, Ptolemy XIV, for a while, before he too died. Poisoned, and apparently by Cleopatra herself. After her brother's murder, Cleopatra made her son her partner on the throne, and mother and son ruled Egypt together. As you can see, it wasn't exactly your average family. Now, Sigmund Freud's family was an interesting category.